Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's the late, great Tom Pitney bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Greg Cazera. GregCazera.com, is that right, Greg?
That is. And then ShellCrescent.com.
ShellCrescent.com, that's the other one. Learned Leadership is one of his books. Just the Frax Man is the other book. Please go there and check it out, folks. Greg writes some really amazing pieces that you're going to want to keep up with, and he keeps you posted on how things are going out there in the real world of energy, not the make-believe, not the fictitious one that Ocasio-Cortez tells you about. So, Greg, I want to get a little bit. I want to get into policy, a little bit of politics, because it is an election year. You have to cross over from time to time. So, there are two trains of thought in the world of politics today. One is heavily focused on climate change. The climate change religion is basically what it is, and the other is the belief that America should be energy independent. And Mr. Trump believes in that. Mr. Biden is a Democrat, and his side of the aisle is the side that believes in the religion of climate change. He's already said that he's going to focus, he's going to give more volume to Ocasio-Cortez. Maybe even he said maybe he would accept, he would implement the Green New Deal. Seems to me like he even said that. Both of them were in Pennsylvania, your backyard, this week, Greg. Who do Pennsylvanians believe? Who do they want?
I would certainly hope they believe Trump, because they've seen it, they've lived it. We've gone from energy poverty to energy abundance. And I think that you got to look at what's really happened up there. And their state's flourishing. They're flourishing. They've got Shell finishing up that cracker. So they're seeing a real reindustrialization. That's what energy does for us, Jim. Our ability to be energy independent, just like you mentioned in the first segment. China no longer has cheaper labor. We're on a par with them because of advanced manufacturing.
And our energy,
what's our edge?
Our edge is energy. Our energy at the factory is cheaper now, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so it's actually cheaper to manufacture here in the United States. But here's the rest of the story, because I am an environmentalist. And do you realize, when you look at sustainability, when you're worried about carbon footprint, if you really are serious about that, if you're not trying to kid people, the best place on earth to build something is here in the United States, and the best place in the United States is in Shell Crescent, USA, because you've eliminated that transportation. Right now, China's getting their energy from OPEC, and then that's
somebody's got to power the transport of that. That puts emissions into the air.
Then they make their stuff and send it here. That's carbon footprint. Your point in the first half. You build on top of the feedstock, you've eliminated transportation. You build in the middle of the customers. So 70% of the people that use polyethylene, polypropylene are in Shell Crescent. You've eliminated that long supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've actually run some numbers, and it's amazing. When you eliminate all that transportation, you are far more sustainable. There's not an environmentalist on the planet. If you look at those numbers,
this is why
it's better to build here.
The zealots are disingenuous and dishonest, because they refuse to even have that debate. They refuse to even talk about that. They won't even let you in a debate. They won't let you even talk about that, because if you say things like that, you're denying science. You're a flat earther. And the thing that I think is the most glaring example of the dishonesty of the climate change zealots is this. The United States of America has done more to decarbon than any other industrialized country on the planet. We're at 1990 Kyoto Accord levels of carbon emissions, with an economy that's four times bigger than it was in 1990, and they still won't give America credit for that. You'll never hear one of them say, good job, America. Let's build on that. We can work with this now. You never hear them say that, do you, Greg?
No, and it's amazing. We've actually increased our use of natural gas, and in the same token, we've lowered our CO2. Matter of fact, we're the only major country that's even on track to meet the Paris Accord that Trump pulled out.
Right, that we don't
even we're
sign.
Not in it,
yeah.
But we're still going to meet those guidelines.
Same thing with Kyoto. That's exactly the same thing with Kyoto. We didn't join Kyoto,
exactly.
But we're at Kyoto levels. And
so
but
if you really care about the planet,
go ahead.
You got to go with look at what America is doing.
Right.
And, you know, there's something else going on that really everybody needs to think about is even if you're thinking that we're worried about fossil fuels, do you realize that Iceland, 85% of the homes in Iceland are heated with geothermal? Mm. They did that because it's cheaper than fossil fuels,
right.
Because
and
they don't have them. But
yeah.
That works. And we've got schools in Maryland that are moving to geothermal. At least it's an energy source that's 24/7. So really, if they're serious about climate change, they've got the wrong alternative energy.
The other thing is, Greg, is they're not serious about climate change. They're serious about control. The fact that they refuse to accept the progress that's been made is just a perfect, a glaring example that they're not interested in climate change. They're interested in controlling our lives. And that's the part that I've got, and I don't like about it. Hey, Greg, good job today. GregCazera.com and ShareCrescent.com, is that right?
Yes, sir. All right. Appreciate what you do.
Yeah, well, thank you, Greg. You too. Keep up the good work. Greg Cazera, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Ain't that what you said? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.